Blog Talk Radio. Everyone, and welcome to Discovering Nature's Spirit. I am your host, Laura Rose, and I am so grateful to be with all of you this evening, and of course every Monday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Discovering Nature's Spirit radio show comes to you. I love to bring you a variety of holistic and spiritual topics and some wonderful guests to share their experiences with you. For it's not just one of us that has all the answers, that is for sure. I am the owner of the Purple Rose Healing Center, which is located in the Paraphil section of Simsbury in Connecticut. I am an intuitive medium, a Reiki master and teacher, and a Lighterian Reiki master and teacher. And this evening, I know that so many have been waiting for a show when we do readings again, and tonight will be that show. And I see we already have a lot of people waiting for readings, and so I will get to those in just a couple of minutes. And if you do want to call in the show, the number is 718-664-6906, and I ask you to press the number 1 when you call in so that I know you would like to be put on the air. I know a lot of people listen to the show over the phone line, so only if you press the number 1 will I know you want to be put on the air. And I see a lot of people already in chat. I want to send a shout out to everyone there. Since I will be doing the show without a guest tonight, sometimes it's a little bit of a challenge for me to talk and do readings and check in with chat, but I would love to be able to do my best for you. So please feel free to share your thoughts and opinions in chat. I cannot do readings through chat, however, if you do want a free on-air live reading tonight, I do ask that you call in our number, and that number again is 718-664-6906, and I'll get to as many of you who are waiting as possible. There's some events that I want to mention that are coming up at the Purple Rose, so if you happen to be in our area and would like to join us, here are some events. And I do see someone already coming through chat from Scotland. Welcome from Scotland. That is awesome. Obviously, you're a little too far away to come to our events, but this is why I do this show online, so I can reach so many people. I love to bring the community of like-minded people together. So welcome, everyone, no matter where you are. But if you are close to Connecticut, this coming Wednesday evening, I am hosting Psychic Remembrance. Psychic Remembrance is a two-part series that I do, which is a psychic development workshop series. And so May 26th will be part one, and June 2nd will be part two. And again, that is a psychic development workshop. And if you do sit in our Psychic Remembrance development workshop, then you are qualified to sit in our Psychic and Mediumship Development Circle. We always have ongoing circles. We have a beginning circle and an advanced circle, and we meet once a month for 6 months in each of those circles. And so we will have another circle beginning very soon. But there is still room in Psychic Remembrance if you would like. Someone's talking about Scots exiled in England in chat. So That is coming up. Also, this coming Thursday evening is open reading night at the Purple Rose. That is from 5 to 8 p.m., and it will be on May 27th, this coming Thursday. I'm already getting some bookings. I know it's called open reading night, but a lot of people book ahead so that they're sure to get a reading. So if you do want to get a reading this Thursday night, a full reading in person, then you are welcome to give me a call or send me an email and secure a spot. I also do phone readings, obviously, so if you're far away, we wouldn't do that Thursday night, but we could set that up anytime that's convenient for you. Also coming up on Sunday, June 6th, is Reiki 1. Each month I offer a Reiki class. I go in order of the three Reiki series, Reiki 1, Reiki 2, and Reiki Master, and then I start over and repeat. So there's always a Reiki course available at the Purple Rose, no matter what level you need to join us at. And then this, not this coming Sunday, I don't believe, but the following one, June 6th, will be Reiki 1. So I would love for you to join me in those Reiki courses. And then once you hit the Reiki Master level of the Usui Reiki tradition, we have a series called Lighterian Reiki at the Purple Rose that allows you to take your vibration even higher and channel through so much more Reiki energy. So there's always something great going on. You can check out all of those events and everything else we do and get my contact information by going to my website, thepurplerose.net. That's thepurplerose.net. And someone in chat is asking how long the process is to learn Reiki. I teach Reiki in three parts, Reiki 1, Reiki 2, and Reiki Master. Each course is an all-day course. So June 6th, for instance, will be Reiki 1, and that will be from 10 to 5. And then once you finish that level, you are attuned to channel Reiki. And then you can choose to take Reiki 2 either the next month or whenever is right for you. And that would be the same thing, a full day from 10 to 5 to get the Reiki 2 training. And then whenever it is that you're comfortable, if you decide to move on to Reiki Master, that again is a full day, usually a Sunday, but we could accommodate your schedules. And that would be from 10 to 5 as well. So I guess three full days in total to hit all of the Reiki levels. But some people take longer than others to move through the Reiki levels because it all depends on where you are and what's going on in your life, because every time you get an attunement in the Reiki series, your vibration raises and your energy is kind of cleaned up so that you can channel the pure Reiki energy through you. And I'm getting another great Reiki question. We are going to do a Reiki show soon. I guess you are all anticipating that. I was just going to put together one in the future, but we can talk about Reiki anytime. So can Reiki be learned at a distance? That is a really good question. We can share Reiki through distance. We learn how to do healing sessions distance-wise, and Reiki can be learned at a distance, but we can do an attunement through distance as well. However, we would need to be able to be in contact somehow. So whether it would be, I guess, a phone call. I haven't thought about teaching Reiki distance-wise, the Usui tradition, because it does require a teaching format, so I would need to be in contact with you. I guess we could figure out how to do that either online or over the phone. But once you hit the Usui Reiki Master level, the Lighterian Reiki can be done distance-wise. It's not as much teaching, and there are manuals that are there for that, so it's a lot easier to do the Lighterian series at a distance than the Usui series at a distance. So I will keep that in mind for those of you who are interested in doing it, but you are so far away from me. But I guess with the internet, no one is really too far away from me. So thank you so much. I will keep an eye in chat as we move on to our topic tonight. I want to tell everyone who has included us as your friends here on Blog Talk Radio a big thank you, and also to everyone who has included our show, Discovering Nature's Spirit, to your favorite list. Thank you so much for doing that as well. I so appreciate it. And if you happen to be listening to this show on archive, I want to send a shout out to you because I really appreciate it that you can't always listen live. And I know a lot of you catch our shows on archive. So a big shout out to all of you. As I always say, I love to hear from you whether you're listening to our show live or on archive. So send me an email with any comments or questions you might have on any show at any time. And my email is laurapurplerose@aol.com. Again, you can find my contact information through my website, thepurplerose.net. Tonight we are going to talk about psychic readings and getting a psychic reading and what you can expect and what you shouldn't expect and all of that good stuff. But we have had people waiting patiently, someone even before I even called into the show. So I think that it would be a great time right now to perhaps take a call or two and see what everyone has to share. I would love to hear from you on tonight's topic, getting a psychic reading, what that's like, what's involved, how do you know whether you're connecting with the psychic or not, and what do you do with the information. That will be our topic as we move through our hour together. So let's take our first caller who has been waiting a very, very long time. It's area code 703. Caller, are you with me?
Yes, I am, Laura.
May I have your first name, please?
Sure. Thank you very much for taking my call. Eric is my name.
Hi, Eric. How can I help you tonight? Do you have something to share or something to ask?
Something to ask.
Okay.
I wanted to see if what you see in terms of relationship, in the relationship realm for me, for the rest of the year.
For the rest of the year. May I just inquire so I know where we're coming from?
Sure.
Because it's a very short reading. Are you in a relationship now, or are you seeking a relationship?
Well, that's an interesting question, because I'm not exactly in one right now because the lady I was with wanted to end it, but she left it open-ended that she wanted to be friends. However, I haven't talked to her in about a month and a half, so maybe I'm setting my sights forward. It's not like we had a she hasn't called me. I was the last one to call her, and she's busy with her life. So I don't know where I stand, whether I should look forward, and I'm thinking I should. So.
Well, I'm listening to the angels as you are sharing that with me, and the angels are making these gestures of move it on for you, definitely moving on. And I sense, and I'm sensing from the angels and from your energy as I read you, that there's some hesitancy in that, and so you may want to take a little peek at what it is that you are hesitating with. And there's a really strong message around you with regard to boundaries, with regard to setting what is right for you in your life and sitting and standing in that integrity. And my sense is that what they're saying, the angels are saying, that can spill over into your relationships where maybe things get a little cloudy or your lines get crossed in relationships a little bit. And so they want to make sure that you know who you are and what it is that you are seeking with regard to a relationship when you go into one so that you can maintain your own sacred space. That's what they're showing me. They're making this beautiful gesture around you that I'm doing that nobody can see because this is radio, just around you, like in your energy and in your aura. Remember to keep your own space sacred. That is what I am hearing. My sense, the angels are saying, is that you can absorb the energy from others very easily. And it's really, they want you to, I don't know if this makes sense to you, but they want you to concentrate on keeping your own space sacred so that when you enter into a relationship, you don't get kind of, the waters don't get muddy that way. And what they mean is your own waters getting muddy. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, I sort of do lose myself. I think that's what's being, I guess, told is that losing yourself in a relationship where you're not where you become, I don't know if the word is dependent on somebody for your happiness rather than You see what I'm saying?
That
maybe it's
where
that person becomes too much of your happiness.
Right,
right.
And what
when
the
they
angel...
pulled the rug from under you, which she did,
right.
It was tough, very, very hard. But I'm on the rebound in terms of getting back to my usual self. However, I guess I have to look forward. Is probably the best route, and that's kind of what I feel, you know, in my heart, that people change, but they don't change as much as you would hope. So even if she were to come back, it would still be her.
My sense is that she was being nice to you in the parting, but that she was ready to move on too. So, my sense is that it's time for you to move on. And what the angels are saying is they're showing me that there is definitely hope for a great romance for you coming up. I'm hearing within the next 6 months, but as you'll hear if you listen to my show tonight on doing a psychic reading, I don't like to predict the future too much, because that can shift so easily based on different choices. But they're saying within the next 6 months, that you can find romance again. And what they're showing me is a woman. Is it a woman? I don't mean to be
disrespectful. Well, I would hope it is, yes.
Okay, because there are many different beautiful persuasions out there, but what I'm seeing is a woman, so I hope that's what you want.
That is exactly what I want.
Okay. and they're showing me a woman who is very well grounded in who they are. So my sense is that the angels want to help you, and they're showing me your nighttime. Excuse me, that they'll help you release this energy at night that's not helpful for you in your energy field, so that you can be well grounded in who you are and you can meet someone who's well grounded in who they are. And together you're going to have a beautiful dynamic, but you can also stand alone in that. Both of you will be able to stand alone, and when you come together, it will be by choice. And they're showing me that it will be very, very passionate. It's not going to be grounded and boring. It's going to be grounded and passionate. And they're saying it's going to be so much more than you could even anticipate. Just kind of keep these words in mind as you move forward, and take some time to do this work, and then someone can come in for you. They're saying it would be long-term for you this time.
Oh, great, great.
Okay?
Okay, that's there was something about what did you say about the? I lost my train of thought, but it sounds wonderful, and I don't want to hold up any of the other callers, because I know there's limited time. But I will look for her, and I will get myself in the right mental space, and I'm working towards that. And thank you very much, Laura. I really do thank you for your help on this.
You're very welcome. Lots of love to you, and good luck with everything.
Thank you. All right. Good night.
Good night. Well, thank you so much for the call, and I know that there are a lot of others waiting, and we'll get to you in just one moment. I did bring up the whole future phenomena with that particular caller, and that is something that I would love to be able to share with you. I know that there are a lot of different psychics out there who do a lot of different types of readings, and whatever it is that they are doing is absolutely right for them. So really all that I can share is my own techniques and my own philosophies and my own ethics, and I'm not trying to say that anyone else is wrong or right. Everyone has to do readings in the way that is right for them. My personal opinion about doing future predictions is that it is probably something to do sparingly, and I know that my angels and guides only give me future information once in a while when it is pertinent and important for me to share that with the client. But as I mentioned, really all that I can do right now as I tune into you is see what's going on in your energy right now. And sometimes I might be able to get a likely course of events for the future if everything stays on course. But so many other people influence our lives, and each person, including us, have free will. That is part of our human experience here. And so our free will can cause us to make different choices, and each choice that we make intersects with the choices that everyone else makes around us, all of the relationships that we are in, and this beautiful web and this beautiful dynamic going on. But that can shift the outcome of what I might see for you or what any other psychic might see for you. So I guess what I'm also hoping to convey to everyone is a sense of empowerment for you as the client and as the person getting the reading, because that means that you can change the course of that outcome as I see it or as any other psychic sees it for you based upon your thought patterns and your beliefs and your free will. And so if a psychic says something that you enjoy and you want to create for yourself, then you can certainly create that for yourself. But if a psychic sees something that's not so exactly in line with what it is that you want in life, remember that you are the creator of your life and you can change that. And just because a psychic has said something doesn't mean that it is set in stone, for we are just reading energy. That is all we are doing, is reading the energy. And as such, we can only be about really 80 to 85% accurate in reading energy. It's certainly not anything that we can always predict with absolute certainty. So I hope that part of what I have to share tonight is an empowering message for all of you so that you can take control of your life. And just because it's something that a psychic sees does not mean that it's definitely going to manifest for you. So be careful and empower yourself and trust your own intuition and common sense when you are met with words from a psychic or an intuitive or a medium or whatever it is that that person might be referring to themselves as. So let us move on to the next caller. I do see we have so many people waiting. Our call-in number is 718-664-6906. And like I said, please press the number 1 when you call in so I know you want to be put on the air. And so let's move to 754, area code 754. Are you with me?
Yes, thank you. Hi.
Hi, what is your name?
My name is James, and I'm calling you from Miami, Florida.
Oh, awesome. How is it down there?
Weather-wise? Very, very hot.
Is it
it's more hot than usual today. Yeah.
Oh, because we're getting nice and warm here, but I know it's always warmer for you guys.
Oh, my goodness. The humidity is so high today. This is really hot.
Well, how can I help you tonight? Can I answer a question for you, or do you have something to share?
Yes, I have a question. I've been trying to figure out how to word the question, but it's
okay.
Just not very successful, so I'm just going to say it the way I feel.
Please.
The last about 4 years of my life have been very, very turbulent, and this year, coming into this year, has been like, wow, the icing on the turbulent cake. And so I'm just kind of wondering, I know that there are some planetary shifts that are going to happen. Uranus coming into Aries, Mars going into Leo. I was just wondering, when was things going to kind of go my way, and the learning and the grooming to kind of stop for a moment, and the blessing and the opportunity start coming in, because the growing is just kicking my butt. It really is.
Well, I really appreciate your positive attitude even when we're kind of going through so many changes. And what I'm hearing the angels say right away for you is that you are not alone. And you are right that there's a lot going on planetarily and globally, as well as in your own personal chart, so to speak. And I am not an astrologer, and so that is why I welcome on my show every quarter or so Michael Jernigan. And Michael will be on again on the summer solstice. He will be on Monday. That would be June 21st. So he can give you much more details about what's going on for you and your sign. What I can do for you is kind of tune into the angels and what they have to share with regard to what's going on for you. And what I am hearing right away for you is that there is a, I don't like to use the word test because I don't really believe in tests, but that's the word I'm getting, so I'm just going to, might be something that makes sense to you. You're going through certain tests right now, and one of the things that I am hearing as the crux of the test is your own ability to see what is real and what is not real. It's like you're being called forward to pierce this veil and pierce the veil of illusion. And so it's about reconnecting to your own spiritual self, to source within you, whatever that is for you, regardless of your spiritual beliefs, and to know that you are real and love is real and your connection to spirit in whatever form it might come, that is real. And so they keep showing me your eyes. My sense is that you have powerful clairvoyant ability, the ability to see spirit, the ability to visualize, and they're saying that you're not necessarily, do you wear glasses?
I sure do. Mine is a vet, yeah.
Because they're really like blurring up my vision when I tune into you. And it's this really cool thing. What I have learned and what I'm feeling for you is that it's almost like the more you can't see what you think is the real world around you, the more you are able to use your spiritual gifts of sight. So when you say you're blind as a bat, what spirit is saying to you is that what you see with your physical eyes is not as important as what you see with your spiritual eyes. Does that make sense for you?
Oh, yeah. Because lately I've been feeling extremely vulnerable. I think the female principle energy is so alive in me, that loving and caring and nurturing, and it's coming out, and I work in corporate. And so it's just like I'm an alien, but I know, you know, that I know when someone needs love and someone needs understanding, and I just know it intuitively, but I just feel like such an alien in the midst of the people around me and with life, period. And I'm coming into this awareness, and I'm like, is this safe? Is it okay for me to be like this? I'm a guy. I'm 25. I'm in corporate. Is it okay for me to be like this? I don't know. I can't make sense of it all, but I just know it's coming out, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm freaking out.
Well, that is part of what is going on globally in the shift. I'm trying to put this into words so it doesn't sound so judgmental, but the truth is that the masculine energy has been in charge. I don't know how to put that. Exactly, and has been valued in our society for a very, very long time. And it is the divine feminine energy that is coming back in and helping to balance out the planet. And of course, when I say masculine and feminine, I don't necessarily mean men and women, because each of us has a masculine and a feminine energy within us. And hopefully, we are in balance with both of those things. The feminine energy, of course, is being receptive and being intuitive and being compassionate, all of the things that you just said. And the masculine energy is being assertive and then bringing out that creation and putting it out there and taking action. And so when that is in balance, we are manifesting our lives in our true purpose. I mean, that is the ultimate goal. And so so personally, those are the changes going on for a lot of us, and also globally that's going on as well, to balance out the over masculine energy that we have planetarily. And so, you know, some people word it in different ways, like the goddess is returning, whatever your language. And so I hope that you will honor that, and I hope that you will be, what the angels are showing me is you have a lot of light to share. You've heard the term light worker. You have a lot of light to share, and I hope that you will allow that light to shine, and you will then be a role model for other men who would have that same thing going on for them, and make it okay for them to be fully in their power and balance of masculine and feminine. Because right now, especially young men like yourself, you know, society doesn't really allow that as okay. However, it is the natural way of being. Does that make sense to you?
Right.
So the more that you can just be yourself and allow all of that to flow and then bring it to your life and your job as much as you're comfortable with, you may want to, the angels are showing me that you may want to be in whatever those healing centers or metaphysical stores are in your area there, maybe find some like-minded people because you need that support system for what's going on.
Sure do. I sure do.
But I would honor it as much as you possibly can. The more you fight it, the harder things are. That's what I'm hearing from Spirit. Does that help you?
Thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome. You're doing a beautiful job. Just really allow that to flow as much as you can for yourself and for others. You are an amazing light worker. That's what they're showing me.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
All right. Lots of love to you. Have a great night.
You too.
All right, everyone. Well, that half hour went by very, very quickly. What we're going to do now is take a very short commercial break. Give me a chance to catch my breath and take a peek in chat because I know that you guys have been chatting away there. I'd love to see what you've been talking about. And I know that I have a lot of other callers waiting, and we'll get back to as many of you as possible on the other side of this break.
Are you looking for love and guidance regarding a relationship or situation in your life? Are you seeking more understanding of your soul's purpose? Or would you like reassurance that loved ones are still with you from the other side? Laura Rose is an intuitive medium who offers messages of love and light, peace and hope. She can bring forth helpful information from your spirit guides, angels, or deceased loved ones that can assist you in making decisions and assure you that you are on the right path, or simply bring harmony to your life. Laura is also a Reiki master who offers Reiki healing sessions to restore balance to mind, body, and spirit. You may join Laura by appointment at her business, The Purple Rose in Tariffville, Connecticut. She offers phone readings and distance healings, or simply call her at 860-658-9888. You can also visit her at her website, www.thepurplerose.net, for more information. Again, that phone number is 860-658-9888, or visit her at thepurplerose.net. The Purple Rose, discover nature's spirit.
Welcome back, everyone, to Discovering Nature's Spirit. I am your host, Laura Rose, and I'm so grateful to be with you this evening. Tonight we are talking about getting a psychic reading and receiving a psychic reading and what that is like and how to have a good experience. Our call-in number is 718-664-6906, and do press the number 1 when you call in so that I know you want to go on the air, and I will be continuing to offer mini live on-air readings tonight. And of course, I also offer full readings by phone or in person, and you can visit thepurplerose.net to learn more about me and what I offer, or book a session, or come to one of our events. Well, I would love to see you. So tonight we are talking about getting a psychic reading, and we talked a little bit about getting predictions and what that can mean for everyone. And I am a big fan of helping my clients to be empowered themselves. I really want people to realize that everyone is psychic and everyone has intuitive gifts and everyone has healing gifts and everyone is unique and different, but that they all have a purpose for being here. And so you really never want to give your power away to a psychic necessarily. You want to realize that you have access to your angels and you have access to your spirit guides yourself. And sometimes a good reading can help validate what you are already feeling, or it will resonate with you as true. And if it is a reader that is coming from a place of love, which I hope most readers are, it'll resonate for you through the energy of love. And that is what I always do. I ask that I receive that which is of love and light, and I help to share what is of love and light and what is appropriate and for the highest good of my client. And so that are the standards that I use. And so you want to check out the standards and of the intuitive person or psychic person that you are going to, and what it is that they believe in and how it is that they do their readings, because you want to make sure that that person is someone that resonates with you. And of course, trust your own intuition. And when a psychic says something to you, make sure that it feels right to you. And if it doesn't resonate within you in a place of love, then perhaps it is not the right information for you. So let us see who is next waiting patiently on our phone lines. And it looks like we're going to 702, area code 702. Are you with me?
Yes. Hi.
Hi, what is your first name?
Hello. My first name is Shamina.
And how can I help you tonight? Do you have something to share or a question to ask?
Yes, I have a question regarding relationships and love. Yes, I recently reconnected with someone. At one point, I was really in love with this person, but, you know, as you grow, you just kind of do your own thing and heal. Person recently, we started speaking again, and our connection is way, like, stronger than ever, like, than it was before, and it's so positive. I just want to know what will come out of this, a good friendship, or will it be more?
Okay. So when I have someone asking about a third party who is alive and well, it helps me to tune into their energy if I have their first name. Would you mind sharing the first name of the person you're asking about?
Her name, yes, her name is Sol, S-O-L.
S-O-L, okay. And because this is a show talking about psychic readings, I want to share that whenever I am inquiring about someone else, a third party, like we are tonight, I always ask that I receive only that which is appropriate and for the highest good for us to know, because I don't technically have her permission to read her, and I'm really careful about not reading people without their permission. So I will tune in and ask the angels what it is that they... Are you moving papers around or something? There's some weird noise going on there. Okay, so let me tune in and see what it is that the angels would like to share. First of all, they're commenting on your energy. You are getting the, I'm seeing an animal helper for you coming in, and it's a hummingbird. And they're saying that you have energy, the gifts of light they're talking about with regard to your own energy. as that of a hummingbird. A hummingbird is an animal guide that spreads joy and spreads love. And so that would be something that the angels would use to describe you as well. And you are getting ready, the angels are saying, to move into some new relationships. And so let me see if they'll give me something on this particular relationships, because what they're showing me is that there may be some fluctuation. So I'm not sure whether this is going to be a relationship that will be constant. So you may start out as friends and then it might shift, or it might shift back to friendship. They're showing me that this is a relationship that might have a little bit of fluctuation. There might be some good times and some more difficult times. They're saying ups and downs, but do your best to remain true to who you are and to honor your own dreams. They're saying you have some beautiful dreams within you, and this is what the angels are working on to bring out. Have you been guided to learn something new or to shift with regard to your interests? Hello? Are you still with me? Well, I think we may have lost that caller, but hopefully she'll take that information and do with it whatever is right for her. Okay, let's see. Area code 520, are you with me?
Hi, hello.
Hi, what is your first name?
My name is Jean, and thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome. How can I help you tonight? Do you have something to share or something to ask about?
Well, first of all, I'm just listening for your talk while you're talking this a while ago, and it is true. It's not about what you are, but we are the creator for what we want to be happen to our life, and that's a good top. And thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Yeah, and I just only have to know, or if you can give me any insights about my financial problem this future.
All right. Well, let me tune in and see what the angels show me with regard to finances for you. Before I move on to that topic particularly, they want to share. Do you have a regular meditation practice?
Just praying.
Well, yes. That's good. That's good, because they want you to maintain your connection to them. So whether it's meditation or prayer, that will keep your energy high. That will keep your manifesting abilities flowing. So definitely, you have a very strong connection to spirit, and so they definitely want you to keep up that regular spiritual practice, whatever feels right to you. And so let's see if they'll give us something a little bit more specific as to what it is that you asked about tonight. They're showing me a river flowing, so they're going to use a little bit of symbolism here. And they're also saying that it's been damming up a little bit. Is that what you've been experiencing?
Yeah, it's kind of like on and off. And mostly it's like, you know, I'm just thinking about if I need to file the bank or I need to hold on.
Okay. They're showing me that there are, the river is flowing, again, they're using this metaphor here for what they're showing me. And they're showing me that the river is flowing and that every now and then it gets dammed up and there are these big boulders in the way, but it still manages to keep flowing. So I never want to make a decision for a client because it's your life and it's definitely your choice. But right now they're saying you may wanna hold off. And again, you do what's right for you, because although these boulders seem to be in your way, the river is still managing to flow. What it's going to be like, you know, 3 months from now or 6 months from now, they're not really showing me that. But they're saying that it is flowing enough right now where you may not want to take that huge step. But you want to always keep all of your options open. Does that help?
Yeah, option, yeah. Well, it's just kind of like, you know, I just only want to make sure that I have a job, because I don't want that tomorrow they will kind of tell us that, oh, I'm sorry, you have no longer have no job. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like stabilize, to make it stabilize. If I really need to stick on my job, or just move on, or find another one. That's much more concerned about my finances issues.
Well, I see a bright light. They're showing me this bright light for you, and they're showing me a star of hope coming in. And so you may want to you may have to ride the waves. I'm hearing them say, this is the phrase that they're using. They're saying you may have to ride the waves of change for a little while, but there is a light at the end of the tunnel. This star of hope is shining very brightly for you. So I think it's really important, they were saying, about keeping up your spiritual practice and keeping your, because that keeps your energy high and that keeps your hope alive. I think that the more you sink energetically, the more difficult it's going to be for you. So keep your energy as high as you can and as light as you can. I'm also hearing, and this is not just for you, but this is for all of us, really, that we all want those guarantees, and we all want financial stability. And what the angels say is that goes against the grain, because what happens, and that's why they're showing me this river, what happens is that energy flows, and money is energy, and energy is always flowing. And so, you know, if you picture the ocean, the tide comes in and the tide recedes and the tide comes in again. And so money is always in flow. It comes and it recedes, and it comes and it recedes. And so I think that when we are looking for stability and we're looking for that groundedness where we have all of this money in one place, or we have all of this financial stability, you know, that can create a boulder in the flow when that is our expectation. And so what the angels are saying is that it's more important to be in the flow and to allow that to happen for you. I know that it goes against what we really want as humans, but it's what the angels often say around money. So I hope that that's helpful, and I hope that things keep flowing for you.
Yeah, well, thank you very much for the insight, and I really appreciate it. God bless you.
You're welcome. Lots of love to you. Have a great night.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. I've heard that message from the angels quite a bit with regard to my own life and with regard to a lot of things going on for clients. And I know it's really hard to hear. And what I understand from the angels when they talk about money and finances is that whenever anything is stagnant, the energy is low. And so we want to raise that vibration as much as we can, and we want to learn how to be in the flow of that energy. I see somebody trying to IM me, and I just can't do that at the same time I'm talking to you and doing readings. And so if I'm very sorry, but it's just too many things for me to do at once. So as I mentioned, I'll do my best to keep an eye in chat, and I'll do my best to talk to you and share what the angels want me to share this evening, and I'll do my best to do some live readings for you as we move through the remaining time that we have together. And it's so interesting that the last caller had those questions for us, because as I was driving home today from meeting with a friend, I heard Spirit talk about manifesting a little bit and what it is that they had to share and what they were hoping that I would have time to share with all of you tonight with regard to manifesting is we really need to make some new definitions. I was talking with that caller earlier about what seeing through the illusions. And so here are some illusions that we may want to kind of bust through. And what is your definition of success? What does success mean in your life? A lot of times in our society, we measure success by the amount of money that we have, or by the amount of money a business is generating. And that is our measure of success. That is the way we quantify success. And the angels shake their heads and say, no, 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 that is not what true success is. And the other thing that we measure through money is often our worth, our self-worth. So if we have a lot of dollars in the bank and we have a great job that's bringing in a lot of money and all of that, then we are worthy. And if we don't, then we are not worthy. And the angels really want to help us to change that definition for ourselves, because money, dollars fluctuate. So if that's our measure of success, if everything in the universe flows in cycles, the way nature flows in cycles, then dollars are going to fluctuate. And so does that mean that on one day when my business, for instance, is bringing in a lot of money, it is successful and I'm worthy, and then a week later I have a slow day, and so does that mean that I'm not successful and I'm not worthy? I mean, most people would say that that's a ridiculous way to measure my worthiness and my success. Yet that's the way that we measure it in our society as a whole. And so Spirit really wants us to start redefining that. In fact, the angels bring through the message that our monetary system is changing, and we can see that in the shifts going on in our economy. And it's changing because that is not the way we're supposed to measure things. And instead, true success comes from within, and true worth comes from within. And it has to do with your connection to Spirit, the fact that the divine is within each of us, however it is that you define that for yourself. And so we are all children of the divine. We are all children of God, Goddess, whatever that divine word is for you. I don't want us to get caught up in the limiting language around it, because I believe that we are all one. And so that divine essence, or that life force essence, if we need to generalize it, is within each one of us. And that is our worth. Our worth is inherent. And so when we look for money to bring us worth, or we look for money as a measure of our success, we're looking at something outside of ourselves that we don't necessarily have control over. However, if we look within ourselves, in that inherent worthiness that each of us have as a birthright, it is our birthright, then that is the true measure of our measure becomes, are we happy with ourselves? Do we have joy in our lives? Are we sharing love from ourselves and to ourselves? And what is that love that we are allowing? And when we are in that flow of that, that is when our needs are taken care of, regardless of the quantity of money that is around us. So I'm just bringing through words as the angels have shared with me today, but you may want to think about that for yourself and what feels right to you, because just because it's come through me doesn't mean that that is right for you. And as I was mentioning before with our topic, always take what a intuitive or a psychic says and make sure it feels right to you. So we do have about 5 or so minutes left, so we may be able to take one more call here. Area code 386, are you with me?
Yes, hi. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. What is your first name?
My name is Shayna, and I'm calling to ask about a relationship question.
Okay, and is this a relationship you're currently in, or are you asking about whether
yes.
a relationship is coming?
It's current. It's just it is. I'm having a really deep issue about this friendship that I've had for 6 months. It is a friendship, but it we've been intimate. You know what I mean? And the very thing that I was trying to avoid myself from getting hurt is the very thing that I'm doing myself. I would like for it to go further, but my question is that when you've been friends with someone for 6 months and already have been intimate, and that person have not had made a commitment to you, how do you how can I redeem myself from this situation? How can, you know, should I just move on? And you know, whether the person has feelings for me or not.
Okay. Now, as I mentioned with the other caller that called in with regard to relationships, it helps if I have the first name of the other person. Are you willing to share that?
Yes, that's okay. His first name is Kevin.
Kevin, okay. So let me tune in quickly because we don't have a whole lot of time left. The angels are showing me an image of a hanged man, and I'm not saying that literally. It's an image that's in the tarot, and so they're kind of using that data bank that I have within my own mind. And what that card says to me when I see it in the tarot is that there's something that you are sacrificing to stay in this relationship. And so whether it is what you decide to do is absolutely your choice. Like I said, I never make decisions for anyone. But you are getting higher wisdom, and you already know the answer to your question, the angels are saying, because this is too much of a sacrifice for you to stay. And so, is that helpful for you?
Yes. Can you tell me the imagery around the person and how he feels towards me? Does he have any respect or like, dislike, you know, whatever the case? Because it's hard to redeem yourself after you've been intimate with a person that does not commit.
Okay. Well, the angels are saying that is not a reflection on you. That is a choice that he is making. And they're hoping that, they're showing me that they're shining this beautiful light on you, and that is who you truly are. You are a beautiful, loving woman with a lot of light within you. And his choices are not a reflection on who you are. That's really important. That's what the angels want you to hear. Does that make sense for you?
Yes.
So you don't have to do anything to redeem yourself, the angels are saying. You are already pure. You are already beautiful. So don't feel tainted in any way from this relationship. These were choices that he made, and I'm hearing it again, so I'm going to repeat it again. It is not a reflection on you or who you truly are. Don't allow it to bring you down, okay?
I just like to make a comment, the reason why I asked, because I had called into another show and asked for some advice, and it was not the show's host, it was a co-host, kind of a guest, and I asked, you know, her opinion, and she was really ignorant about it, and she judged me, she used profanity, and all kinds of stuff, and it felt, you know, really bad, and so it's like,
no.
Yeah, so it was like, you know, that brought out, you know, even though it helped me to realize that what I was doing was, you know, pretty much settling because the person, you know, did not commit to me. But then I'd hate to throw away a good friendship, you know what I'm saying? Because, I don't know if this guy really has feelings for me as far as friends or, you know, a love interest. But I'd really hate to throw a friendship away. But the intimate part is, that's the part I'm sacrificing.
All right. I wish that you and I had more time together, but unfortunately it's time for me to close down the show. I just want you to know that I'm really sorry that you had that experience with that other radio show. Nobody has the right to treat you that way, and that the angels want you to see yourself as a beautiful, loving, light-filled person. And I'm sorry, but we're going to have to cut it a little short. Just don't sacrifice anything about yourself to be in relationships, and please see yourself as a beautiful woman, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, lots of love to you. Good luck with that. That just really breaks my heart that someone would do that to a beautiful woman like that. And that really validates everything that I've been sharing with all of you tonight, that just because a psychic says something, just because an intuitive says something, doesn't make it absolutely true. You need to bring that into your own heart and see if that's right for you. Trust your own intuition and your own common sense, and it should always be the energy of love, never anything harsh like that. I wish we had more time together, but we will have time again soon. Every Monday night, I'm with you. Next Monday, we will be replaying the Angelic New Year show because I'm going to take Memorial Day off, and then we will return live with you with more angelic guidance on June 7th. That will be another live show with readings, and so I hope that you will listen to us each and every Monday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is, of course, Discovering Nature Spirit, and I am Laura Rose. I'm available for more full readings, which really we need more time than we have here on the show. But if you'd like a full reading, please contact me through thepurplerose.net. And I hope that you all have a wonderful week filled with many blessings.